This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You deserve a kiss today. Remember that? Was it Burger King? You deserve a break today. No, it was McDonald's.
It was McDonald's. Yeah, I don't remember who did it, but I remember that.
You deserve a break. So now, you deserve a kiss today. And then, that's not harassment, though. I could sing that to Kara, too. You deserve it. I didn't say that to come from me. You get it from whoever you want to get a kiss from. Just make sure you get a kiss. A kiss is just a kiss. All right, so on that fine note, get it? Note? Everybody got it? Write that down.
Because you were singing?
Doug Clever at beginning of hour three of Good Day for this Thursday, the 10th of March. Issues galore. Okay, this one, there are two that this we're not into the political realm, although I suppose this is to be considered somewhat political. The daily screw-ups of the federal government, and I know that, well, Doug, is he on to that again? Yeah, because there are, I don't know that this is a screw-up. There is a certain purported directness and deliberateness about these sorts of things. The thing I find most difficult is that you and I are paying for it, but yet we don't know it. It would be like getting a bill at the end of the meal for $180. And looking and say, wait a minute, what is all this for?
I'm still hungry.
Oh, yeah. So the Pentagon yesterday admitted that the United States military forces have been flying drones over our country for 10 years.
No wonder they don't want us to fly our drones. They don't want to crash into theirs.
10 years. They've been snooping and spying. No, but I'm so sick of it. 10 years of them. That's not a lie, because they never admitted it. Nobody asked them, I suppose. Sure.
Right. No one even knew what a drone was until 10 years ago.
No. So here's a reporter named Sherry Williams who talks about this quote-unquote revelation.
Concerns about the U.S. using military drones in its own territory weren't at all off the mark. It turns out, according to a new report from the Department of Defense, that the Pentagon has been flying spy drones over U.S. territories for roughly 10 years. The report states that the Pentagon flew less than 20 non-military drone missions between 2006 and 2015. The report was revealed after the Federation of American Scientists, FAS, filed a Freedom of Information Act request. Also included in that report is the Department of Defense's policy on domestic drone use, which states armed DOD drones may not be used in the United States other than for training, exercises, and testing purposes. What this could mean for the American people and national security remains to be seen.
Yeah, really? You think? Aye. All right, so let's see here. The first apologists for the government, the people at the Pentagon say, nah, we haven't broken any laws. No, nobody's suggesting you've broken any laws. What you've done is broken our faith and trust in you. Here's reporter David Dunlap, Jennifer.
According to a report that was just made available, the Pentagon has deployed drones to spy over U.S. territory for non-military missions over the past decade. Officials state the flights have been rare and lawful, according to a new report. A senior policy analyst for the ACLU, Jay Stanley, said it is good news no legal violations were found, yet the technology is so advanced that it's possible laws may require revision. Military drones for domestic use have to be approved by the Secretary of Defense or someone delegated by the secretary.
Well, so, under this circumstance, what happened? Go ahead.
You know, does this surprise... Okay, so I just asked you earlier if this surprised you, and you said no. Is there, like, a person on the the grass of this country that actually still really has 100% trust in the government. I mean, you and I have talked about this before. I think the shift in the country, it used to be that everybody just sort of trusted what the government told you, and you're kind of drinking the Kool-Aid. And I know from my dad, anyway, he brings up John F. Kennedy, the assassination of JFK, as the moment where he started to question things, because things kind of started to stink a little bit.
We were lied to. The LBJ lied through his teeth. He was scum, and he wanted to make sure that America, his excuse was at the time, when your father and I were thinking the same thing, Jennifer, that the Russians were responsible, and if the American people found out, they'd want to go to war with Russia. So that was his excuse for making the Warren Report just a pack of lies and BS. Bunk 'em.
I think that was the moment, though. Yeah. And now the media is more robust. There's social media. It's like now this kind of stuff, you go, well, that makes sense because it feels like them and it feels like us. And it seems like it's just getting more pronounced.
It is. That's what it is. So last night I was watching, I don't know, I came into the house about 8:15 or so. I had a salad. I was watching a Peter, Paul, and Mary special. They're 50-some-odd years of protest. That's whether you realize it or not. Those of you who remember the days of Peter, Paul, and Mary, and then maybe you've heard of Peter, Paul, and Mary. Kara, do you know who Peter, Paul, and Mary are? This ought to be good.
Yeah, we had some tapes from Peter, Paul, and Mary when I was little that we used to listen to.
Right. Your father and mother liked Peter, Paul, and Mary?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so, if we had tapes from them. Yeah. It was more, I think I have two older sisters, and they listened to them more than I did. Mm-hmm. But
did they get the protest angle to the songs, that most of the songs that were popular during the folk era were protest songs?
Is it me and my sisters? Probably not, because they were just nice songs to listen to.
They sounded
nice.
Well, they were. They were great. They were pop songs. Peter, Paul, and Mary.
They're different than Manny, Moe, and Jack, right?
Right. Yeah. Okay. Manny, Moe, and Larry.
Right.
Jack is coming up in the next half hour. He was not a part of that. So but what we have is an understanding. There are two or three different ways of looking at the history, if you'll take Peter, Paul, and Mary as an example, of what they meant. They were great singers, very popular, but they were messaged. The focus during the folk era, that stuff was pretty much all about protesting, or it was built. The era of that music was built on the protests that came with two things, the civil rights movement and the Vietnam War. So the folk era in its heyday lasted about 14 or 15 years because we went from the early 60s, if you will, 62, 63, when the protests began, and then you saw the movements in the 60s. That led to discussions, at least, of equality and the Selma March and all of that stuff. And then to the era of the Vietnam War, which went on until the mid-70s. So you can rightly, however, go back to, Jennifer, what your father said, because JFK was killed in the early 60s. So that's when it started. And then it was exacerbated by the killing of Martin Luther King Jr. And then, and when that song became popular, Abraham, Martin, and John, it was right after the killing of John Lennon in 74, somewhere in there, 75. And then all the other things were going on. So the country was seething with anger, seething with shock, seething with anything but ambivalence. There was no ambivalence. So what I say today, we ought to have that same spirit of protest, that same spirit of change. But Kara's, the movement started when I was Kara's age to change things. When your father and I were Kara's age, I was very busy, frankly, I was teaching school at that time, and that was the last year I taught school, I think, and very much a part of my discussion with my students, I had seven classes of 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th grade English and speech every day, taught seven different classes, and one of the things that we talked about a lot, especially in writing and thinking, especially the speech and the debating and stuff that we were doing, was the war. Mm-hmm. And what was going on in the war. And this became especially poignant, Jennifer, after I was called up And I told the class that I had been called up, and they were fascinated with the process because most of them had older brothers. I was like an older brother because I was only 10 years older than the kids that I was teaching.
Right.
And they all had older brothers who'd been called up or who had volunteered. We had, from Framingham when I was a kid, I bet you we had 60, 70 people that went into the service that were killed. We had hundreds, most every community.
That were
community.
Killed. That were killed. The ones that made it back, yeah.
Yeah. So that became the talk. And then the protests, the kids were, oh, what's going on? And so they wrapped themselves around it. And the music helped to gel the feelings of protest. And so when we fast forward to today, what are we protesting or how are we protesting? We're not singing. We're voting for Donald Trump. That's the protest. It's not enough, but it's a start. But it's not anything different. And so I go back to Kara and the people who are her age who may or may not see the legitimacy of Trump as an agent of change. But the people who are voting for Bernie Sanders, don't they have in their spirit, in their mind, that he's an agent of change?
Mm-hmm.
Don't they?
I think so.
The way I read it. And I listen to my sister talk about it. My sister's 65 years old. She was a school teacher in this same system I was a school teacher in, except she taught for 41 years. I taught for four. And much of what she taught, she was, her husband's extraordinarily conservative Republican, thinks that that Cruz is the next coming of Christ, for God's sakes. And the two of them, of course, they'll cancel each other out. But the interesting thing, we're going to have the whole family's here this weekend. My two kids are coming from California because we're packing up the house this weekend. And Nancy's two daughters are coming. And the kids haven't been together, all four of them together, for years. And they love each other very close. So I'm going to be very stimulated by the conversation. I can hardly wait to listen to them talk about, because Devin, Nancy's oldest daughter, lives in Vermont. And loves Bernie Sanders. And that's one of the things that influences her mother. Kelsey, the other daughter, lives in England, and she's influenced somewhat by the discussions over there because the most familiar name to the people in England is Hillary Clinton.
Right.
So, okay, that's who I like. And it's just very interesting to see all this as it fits together. Anyway, food for thought. 19 after this, good day.
What's the next big event you want to go to? Is it hockey? Basketball? Baseball's right around the corner. Maybe it's a concert. Whatever it is, you can bet that someone is going to pay less than you for the same seats. How? They have an in. But now, you do too. Thanks to ScoreBig.com. Only at ScoreBig can you name a ticket price that's guaranteed to be below box office. Up to 60% off for the events you want to see. Basketball, baseball, hockey, concerts, and more. Here's how they do it. 40% of all tickets go unsold. ScoreBig works directly with teams and performers to get the best deals on those tickets and pass the savings along to you. Next time you want to buy tickets, go to ScoreBig.com first. Your tickets are guaranteed to be authentic, shipping is free, and you'll never get the surprise fees you see on the other ticketing sites.
If you go to ScoreBig.com right now, click on the microphone and enter promo code 200, you'll save an extra $20 off your first ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 200. ScoreBig.com, promo code 200.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Ah! Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
After the hour. You hear that, Walt? It's 23 past the hour.
All right, inside baseball. We had a meeting with our consultant yesterday, and he said that Dougie doesn't give the time enough. So now it's all time, all the time.
Right. Nothing but time.
All the time.
Nothing but time, time.
Followed by just a couple of seconds.
That's right. It's now 24
past the hour. At 24 past the hour.
Kara, God love her. Oh, my God. She was funny yesterday. We should have a playback of that, or at least podcast.
Yes.
We got this whole new podcast thing.
Good day after hours.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to get into it that far. Okay, so here we are. It's time for television, late night, and other items of interest, but the audio from these late night shows. First, Conan O'Brien on his program last night. As you can imagine, all this stuff is political. He starts out on Trump.
Last night after his victories, Donald Trump held a press conference in Florida, and he proudly displayed Trump water bottles, Trump wine, and Trump steaks. Yeah, Trump also announced his running mate, the ShamWow guy.
That's pretty funny. Oh, my God.
I do like the ShamWow, by the way, just as a side note.
Oh, my God, that's funny. All right, Stephen Colbert joking about what else?
President Obama just had a physical, and we found out this morning from White House doctors, this is absolutely true, in the past 2 years, President Obama has grown half an inch. He's 54 years old. That is very late for puberty to kick in. I'm not sure if that's a change I can actually believe in. I don't understand what's happening here. Is Obama trying to make himself look bigger to intimidate Congress? Like how a lizard puffs out its neck frill? Confirm my Supreme Court nominee. Or maybe he's just fudging his height so he can ride the White House roller coaster.
There you go. All right. Has somebody got a picture of him yet again on the golf course smoking?
Yeah.
You see that?
But he's in great health. He's fine.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, Mitt Romney appeared on Jimmy Kimmel's show, and he read and responded to a tweet from Donald Trump.
At real Donald Trump, Mitt Romney had his chance and blew it. Lindsey Graham ran for president, got zero capitalized, and quit. Why are they now spokesmen against me? Sad. Got zero. The only people I know who got zero are the ones who paid 25 grand to be at Trump University. They're the ones that got zero.
Right? One final question. You made a lot of money. You've been very successful. How much would you pay Donald Trump to get out of the race?
There's not a right price for that. Donald Trump just needs to get out of the race. He said in there that he's sad. Let's make people happy, and let's have a candidate we can be proud of.
Okay. So much BS there. I've lost all respect for him. He did a good job as governor of Massachusetts. Okay, Ellen DeGeneres on her program yesterday joking about a well-known supermarket chain.
There's a big controversy at Whole Foods because they started doing something crazy. They started selling pre-peeled oranges. That's bananas. Okay, let me break this down for you. Someone decided it was too much work for people to peel their own oranges. Boy, people are lazy. I mean, we buy shelled peanuts. We've all tried to pick up the remote with our foot instead of reaching over to grab it when it's someplace. But how lazy are we that Whole Foods had to hire someone to peel oranges? Are they wearing gloves? I don't know. Then they had to buy little plastic containers to put the oranges in to protect them and keep them fresh. You know what else does that? A peel. And actually, the way that nature made it, it's already protected. This is crazy to me. The name of the store is Whole Foods, and yet they don't sell you the whole food.
They got a lot of hoo-hoo for that online, by the way.
I just peeled my tangerine a few minutes ago. Very good stuff. 28 after on Good Day.
In the news, peanut allergies. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Feeding babies peanuts or eggs protects them from getting food allergies. This is called the early prevention strategy, and two studies out this week confirm this very new counterintuitive treatment works, really works. Here's the thing. Food allergies are common and serious, necessitating all kinds of workarounds so a child doesn't get exposed. They not only rob a kid of a carefree childhood, but can literally be deadly. DCOC advice: feeding 4 to 6 month old babies at high risk of food allergies, peanuts and eggs, protects them from developing deadly allergies. Who's at high risk? Those with severe skin rashes, among others. Of course, parents should do this in conjunction with their pediatrician. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com. On drchambersoncall.com, you can catch my latest videos, including the video Tips on Taking Your Child to the Doctor.
Going on right now at Guitar Center. We're extending our friends and family discount to you. Save up to 15% off most major brands and products throughout the store. From starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, the latest recording gear and more. There's never been a better time for you to make music. And with savings up to 15% on most major brands and products, it's never been easier. Visit GuitarCenter.com or come in store and mention friends and family and save up to 15%. Now through Sunday.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
An RV rolls into a campground. Kids in the back eat turkey, jerky, excessive. Dad drives like a boss with 24/7 support from Progressive. Tomorrow it's off to see the world's largest ball of twine. Would have seen it last trip, but Dad missed the sign.
Get 24/7 help when you insure your RV with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Program with my, I'm Doug Steph. My friends are here, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, and Dr. Jack Stockwell will be joining us in a few moments to get to the bottom of the coffee. Yes, yeah, there's another coffee discussion, boys and girls. Yes.
Coffee crisis.
Is it good or is it bad?
I don't even care what you're going to say. Coffee's good.
Botox in your coffee.
No,
you don't think so?
I don't want it to smile at me.
Okay, so we were talking earlier about the drones that are flying over the United States and how we're now kind of picking up the pieces after 10 years of that. By the way, our poll today at DougSteffen.com, how do you feel about the report that the military has been flying drones over the country for the past 10 years? A, I feel safe knowing they're there. B, sometimes security is more important than privacy. Really? C, if you didn't do anything wrong, you shouldn't have anything to worry about. Oh, I love that one. D, I'd like to know how much this is costing. E, what a ridiculous invasion of privacy. F, it's another step toward a national police
state. The government.
State. Yeah, right.
Okay, so I have this question for
you. Yes, you do.
There's nothing, and I've been looking, I kind of did a little poking around myself. There's nothing that says exactly what they were doing up there.
No.
So what was the point of them flying drones? I mean, the ones that you buy from Groupon, you buy to take pictures of things.
Mm-hmm.
So are they taking pictures of our backyards, our black yards too? Are they over public events? Like, what are they exactly flying drones over?
I don't think it's clear.
Well, I want to know.
Yeah, I think we ought to know.
Because I wouldn't have so much of a problem if they were flying drones over, say, the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
But if they're hanging out over my backyard,
right,
then that's kind
public
of an
events
issue.
And
unless they know I'm doing something wrong.
Right, exactly. Yep. Now, would they have been effective? Let's say they've been flying over Pittsburgh last night. How much can they see in the dark? The shootout at that home outside of Pittsburgh, in a suburb of Pittsburgh, where I think now 6 people are dead, and the 2 people that purportedly pulled this off at large haven't even come close to finding them. And nobody knows why they did it. They just went in and shot the place up. Would something like that have been prevented? Could it have been prevented? I mean, we have satellites that are, in essence, spying on us. You can see somebody's license plate from a satellite that's 20,000 miles up in space. I remember I told you about my friend who was the first female pilot of the what do you call it, the planes flying over, well, in this case, she was flying over Iraq, mm-hmm. and the U-2s, and from 100,000 feet, she could see Saddam Hussein's license plate in his car.
That's so weird.
Yeah. So, all right.
What, did he have personalized plates?
Yeah, said me number one on the place.
Dictator with the mostest or something?
Yeah. All right, so now back to government malfeasance part three. The FBI has now apparently gotten caught sort of red-handed. They're under investigation now for not disclosing earlier that they actually fired shots at Robert Finicum as he was trying to get out of that the Oregon Wildlife Refuge. So the pieces of this that are fitting together come from some cell phone video. See, everybody, you can't do anything anymore without being seen, and it probably is a good thing. They've been trying to cover this up, the FBI has. Here is a local reporter, Andrew Adams is his name, talking about the death of Robert Finicum, and the fact that it was ruled justified, but now there are questions galore about it.
Prosecutors say Finicum didn't obey police commands and reached for his coat pocket multiple times. Inside, a loaded gun.
Mr. Finicum was reaching for that loaded 9mm gun when the troopers lawfully used deadly physical force to protect themselves and others.
While the DA cleared the troopers, questions remain about two shots believed to be fired by FBI agents.
A particular concern to all of us is that the FBI HRT operators did not disclose their shots to our investigators.
The agents' actions are now the focus of state and federal investigations.
I find that curious. I also believe that there's probably more that's not being told to us.
Lavoie Finicum's widow says she wants an independent investigation and still believes her husband wanted a peaceful resolution.
Well, I didn't see my husband go for his gun and return fire. Not once did I see him reach for a gun and return fire or even say he was going to return fire. And I think that they need to be held accountable.
Finicum says she's pursuing a wrongful death lawsuit. For now, at least some pushback from the FBI on those two unaccounted shots. They're insisting the matter hasn't been totally resolved. The inspector general from the Justice Department is helping to sort it out.
Good. That's appropriate. And even if he was reaching for his gun, you're going to shoot him in the head, shoot him in the heart, or why should you shoot him in the arm? If you're really good, then instead of, you don't know that he's got, well, maybe you didn't know he has a gun or what his intentions were. So shoot him in the arm, shoot him in the leg, disable him. Why do you have to kill him?
Tend to agree with the wife that you want to investigate this, because I saw the video and I thought it was a little questionable. He definitely goes into his jacket. Mm-hmm. But what you don't know is the timeline of it, because you can't hear things. I mean, you just don't know exactly what was going on there. But on the police's side, to defend them just a little bit, this guy had come out and said he would never be arrested, that he would go down basically in like a blaze of glory. So when a police officer walks into a situation and they know who these guys are, this is not like walking into a robbery at a convenience store. I mean, they knew all about these guys. They were holed up for a month. That's got to be a little disheartening when he then goes in for his jacket. You know, I mean, you're right. It's all about training and about, you know, holding your fire till you know what's going on. But,
this just proves, don't
say stupid things on social media, because they come back and they impact your entire future and your life. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, we haven't figured out how to deal with that yet. It's a new thing. We don't know how to deal with it yet, so we think the worst. Jack, do you have Dr. Jack Stockwell with you? Do you have a gun?
Yes, I do.
You have a license to carry?
Yes, I do.
No, I just do it illegally. Thank you. Come
on. With you?
Not all the time, no.
Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking about, now that we're off onto the gun thing, and him reaching for his gun, and then there were people who were already saying that shoot 'em up in Pittsburgh last night, or the suburb of Pittsburgh, could have been avoided if somebody there or a bunch of people had guns. And then you wonder, okay, how quickly can they respond? These people, as it seems, were in and out of there in less than 4 minutes. They shot at the place up and they were gone.
Did you hear? There was actually...
Well, they- They were under fire. They were under fire before the truck stopped. The new video, the cell phone video from one of the people inside the truck.
You're talking about in Oregon.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I moved on to Pittsburgh.
Oh, I'm sorry. Shootout there last night.
No, a lot of people are waking up. They don't even know this happened because it was pretty late last night. There was a party going on a porch in a residence in suburban something or other of Pittsburgh. I don't know the name of the town. Not important to the story. Two people armed to the teeth came into the home, went out to the back porch, and just started shooting at everything and everybody, and six people were killed, and then they ran off, and nobody's seen or heard from them since. So the speculation is, or the suggestion coming from the gun side of this, is that if all those people there had guns, they could have shot back.
Carry.
Yeah.
So let me tell you, Dougie, can I give you a little personal experience? And I think it means something, especially because I'm a girl, young girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Like how I threw that
very
in there?
Young, yeah,
very okay, maybe not. Maybe quasi-young.
No, you're young.
I just recently purchased a firearm. I got a gun back in November, and I went through this past Saturday an eight-hour training class that involved classroom education and it involved range education. I am telling you, it is so my belief, and even more so after taking this class, that responsible people who go out, which is the bulk of the people that go out and buy guns, who are required, forget all these gun laws and background checks. If you sit through this class, you learn respect for your firearm. You learn how to use it. You learn not to be afraid of it, but not to overuse it. You learn how to use this in an effective way. If more people were doing that, I would have no problem having more concealed carry out there, because there's been editorials all over the country. I just saw one in the Press Enterprise here in Southern California about these gun-free zones, and that they become breeding grounds for gun violence. It's almost like the bad guys are seeking out these places, campuses, movie theaters, wherever there are these gun-free zones. That's where these bad guys go, because they want to do as much damage as they can before they're stopped.
It's a sickness.
Yeah,
real
but
sickness.
Man, if you get trained, you really do learn a respect for, I really believe that. I mean, there's the bad guys, I don't think they have that respect. Maybe young people, you know, super young kids, but once you responsibly do it, you don't mess around anymore.
43 past the hour. Dr. Jack Stockwell up next here on Good Day.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Geico applauds your inner road champion.
A solid bump from Geico's fist to yours goes out to the little rebel that lives within. The one who made you daydream as a kid about owning a chopper, chroming it out, and chewing on toothpicks. Just to look tough. For you, champ, Geico insures motorcycles with great rates. And to further fuel your engine, you can access your policy anytime, day or night, through the Geico mobile app. Because Geico knows that even make-believe renegades need help from time to time.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
46 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Time now for another visit from Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a Nooka chiropractor, has the full spine approach to your health from head to foot. Also has created with his wife the Forbidden Doctor website. They have podcasts every week that are extraordinarily helpful, informational. You might want to check them out at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And the product line that's there, including their long life energy enzymes that hundreds of people have taken advantage of. Nothing like this to keep your gut in. As a matter of fact, I just took four of them because I have just a tad of a tickle in my throat. And I know if I take them and some vitamin C and some echinacea and some zinc, the tickle will go away in hours. So that's my recommendation. You need to have your gut adjusted properly because all of your health stems from what's going on in your gut. And these enzymes are perfect, terrific. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com and you can click on I think there are a couple of different things, but you can basically click on products. Isn't there a product category? Is that what it is?
Yes, there is.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, go to ForbiddenDoctor.com. Yeah, .com. Click on products, then click on the Long Life Energy Enzymes. Take my word for it. These are worth the investment, worth the time. No trouble. But wouldn't you rather? How much trouble can it be to have good health?
Sometimes prevention doesn't get all the attention that recovery does.
No.
Even though it's a lot less expensive in the long run.
Yeah, makes nothing but sense. Okay, coffee. Speaking of good things, we've been told now for the past 4 or 5 years that coffee is good. And then there's something that showed up a week or so ago. Nope, coffee is bad. The coffee that's sprayed with all kinds of things that are sort of Monsanto-ish, because the same debate goes on with coffee as it does with other things that are grown. There are natural coffees and there are GMO coffees. GMO is everywhere. If you don't think it is, you got to think again, because it's insidious. And the stuff that they spray on the coffee beans, it's like what they spray on the apple trees now to keep the apples. Apples by themselves, when they grow, if you see apples, if you have apple trees at your home or peach trees or anything, you know that many, not all of them, but many of the apples have little imperfections, little bugs, wormholes, that kind of stuff. Because that's what happens in nature. Worms get on apples, they drill a hole in them, and you eat them, and you look at it. Where'd the other half of the worm go? As you gulp, it went down into your body. It's protein. Not going to hurt you any. Right, Jack? It's good for you.
Yeah. It's a good, rich source of essential fats.
Yeah, exactly. So what about coffee, anyway? Is it just the difference between all-natural, organic coffee and the stuff that's sprayed? That's it?
Like most other things. I mean, nature-made coffee. Mankind has been on this planet for how many thousands of generations?
Tens of thousands, yeah.
Yes, and it's not so much the survival of the fittest. We live in a community. Our bodies know everything that's around us. It has that sensory apparatus. It knows what's in the air. It knows what's in the ground. And it knows what it needs. And when you look
like
at
Santa Claus,
nature
knows whether you've been good or bad.
Well, you got that right. And nature made coffee. Mm-hmm. Now, what happens after nature made it is the problem. Mm-hmm. What does man do with it after that? Does man alter its genetic design to create more coffee beans per plant? Do they change the genetic design of coffee in order to be able to get a hardier breed that can stand different kinds of climate changes? And then again, what you said about how it's sprayed. If you're going to drink coffee, and coffee has some essential nutrients, I mean, it's high in vitamin B and a lot of different kinds of minerals. But it has to come from an organic source.
Mm-hmm.
And the word organic still means something inside the United States.
Right.
And it still means something in a few places that are very protective of that name.
Yeah.
Because they know more and more the public is
moving towards organic. They haven't let Monsanto come in and take over the world. All right, how about water? Increasing water intake by a small amount has big benefits, according to a study that was released last week. Isn't water it? The source, 70% of our water, of our bodies are water. Is there any argument to this?
Well, the trick to understanding your body's need for water is when you're thirsty, you drink.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not thirsty, you don't need to worry about it.
Yeah.
You're sleepy, you go to sleep. You're hungry, you eat. You just need to be particular about the sources of
common sense, boys and girls.
Exactly. There's a formula out there that says you should drink as many ounces as half your weight.
Yeah.
So if you weigh 200 pounds, you should drink
100 ounces a day?
Yeah, but it's like telling me everybody should wear a size 9 shoe.
Right.
Ridiculous.
Nah. Look at Donald Trump. He's got big feet.
Yeah.
51 after Dr. Jack on Good Day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Past the hour, Tech Talk time here on Good Day. In a moment, we're going to check our Facebook pages to see if Facebook's connection to Monsanto has allowed or required or enabled them to take down the post about Monsanto's connection with Facebook that we put on all of our Facebook pages yesterday. Jennifer did. I did. I forget to ask you, Carrie, if you even have a Facebook page. You got a Facebook page?
I do, but I didn't post anything about Monsanto. Sorry.
Why?
About that.
What's the big idea?
I guess I wasn't part of that party.
Oh, my God. Well,
all the stories are still there, though.
Are they? All right.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll address that and some mean tweeting going on. Just a moment here on Good Day.
Stats show moms spent 30% more time parenting. So take springtime tips from Uber Mom, Raina Saitel.
My family relies on nutritious snacks, and Skippy PB Bites are portable and poppable with 5 grams of protein. There are 2 varieties, double peanut butter and pretzel, in the peanut butter aisle.
And for springtime nasal allergies?
Nasacort Allergy 24-hour tackles itchy, runny noses and congestion for everyone ages 2 and up. Available over-the-counter at full prescription strength.
Lifestyle expert Valerie Greenberg says moms have to take care of themselves, too.
Protect and repair creams from Excipial, the first over-the-counter 2-step program for hard-working hands. In the morning, it hydrates skin and gives you glove-like protection that lasts all day. At night, Rapid Repair Cream soothes dry, irritated, and itchy skin.
And for handling colds?
I use Coldies Classic Cherry Lozenges because they're clinically proven to shorten colds by almost half the time. And they're the number one pharmacist-recommended brand.
For more, visit videopump.tv.
going on right now at Guitar Center. We're extending our friends and family discount to you. Save up to 15% off most major brands and products throughout the store. From starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, the latest recording gear and more, there's never been a better time for you to make music. And with savings up to 15% on most major brands and products, it's never been easier. Visit GuitarCenter.com or come in store and mention friends and family and save up to 15%. Now through Sunday.
All right, 56 past the hour on Good Day. There's a startup which we have storied at DougStephan.com that wants to help keep your parents out of the hospital. It's called Home Hero. I think we were talking about this with one of our medical partners, Jennifer, this past week. This is one of the new startups that is aimed at helping those who are older who don't have the ability. It's kind of a progressive, help, I'm falling and I can't get up. Except these are apps that are on, there's Honor, there's HomeStream, there's CareLux. They are not providing medical care, but they remind you to take your meds. They remind you to go to the doctor. They'll help you if you have a program. There's a button you can push that'll get you to 911 or something like that. And so this is a partnership that's developing technology with hospitals. They're planning to keep tabs on people. And so the first impression you get is, oh, that's great. But then you think, oh, do I want the government? Because that's basically what this is, keeping tabs. The Medicare people are paying for this to keep tabs on those who are old and maybe have been in the hospital and one in six go back to the hospital within a month. So do we need to keep tabs on them? So does the good outweigh the bad here, Jen? What do you think?
I would be inclined to say this is pretty helpful, but I mean, there's always that negative side, as you bring up, where the government has access to everything.
All right, here's Elite Daily, which is the voice of Generation Y, online news and information website targeting millennials. They are not political, not controversial. Recently, some male writers there made a video of themselves reading comments that were sent to female writers. You won't believe some of the things that were written. Here's part of that video, the audio from these tweets.
You're a f***ing idiot.
Why are so many women retarded?
Wow, what an obnoxious, dumb f***ing you are.
It wasn't even clever.
The best part of this is that this guy is a barista at Starbucks telling other people they're idiots.
I don't know why the anonymity of a keyboard allows dudes to feel like they can use the C word.
It's aggressive to think to say to a stranger you don't know.
I think we got the essence of what's going on here. What do you feel about when you listen to this, Jennifer? What does it make you want to do?
Kind of, I don't know. I mean, throwing up would be like a super strong thing, but it's just people. Oh my gosh, Doug. On social media, I'll be rolling through there on Twitter, and people are so mean. And it's not just young people. Now the older people that are involved on Twitter are doing that. I mean, in this election year, I've been watching these political guys
who are
quoting. I actually tweeted about this the other day. Who have Bible verses quoted in their biography using some of the most filthy language you can ever believe. Even their Twitter stream.
And their Bible thumpers.
Yes, it's like, come on, people.
Yeah.
Like this crazy anonymity and
Can we bring some civility to our discourse, please?
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.